creditors, I probably should just sit here.
No, you can sit on this side, please.
Thank you so much.
What is your name, sir?
Eugene Taylor.
Mr. Taylor, would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Have a seat, please. Are you an officer or director of Polychrome Pictures?
Yes.
What office do you hold?
Managing member and president.
Did you review the petition and schedules before those documents were filed?
Yes.
Is the information contained in the bankruptcy documents true and correct to the best of your knowledge, information, and belief?
Yes.
Did you list all of the debtor's assets and all the debtor's liabilities?
Yes, we did.
Did you identify each of its creditors?
Yes.
Are there errors, mistakes, or omissions in the bankruptcy papers?
As far as I know, no.
Has this debtor filed bankruptcy before?
No.
You've listed as an asset the right to receive fees from distribution of films?
Yes.
Are those rights embodied in a document of documents?
Yes.
How many documents are we talking about?
Two.
And who were they with?
It would be with Vivendi. I mean, physically where the documents are located?
No, who were the contractors?
Vivendi and In Demand.
Vivendi is one. What's the other one?
In Demand.
I'd like you to provide me copies of those documents, please.
Okay.
Does this debtor have contractual rights with anyone else other than those two companies?
To my knowledge, no.
You did not list any secured debt. Have the assets of this company been pledged as security to any lender?
Yes.
Is there a reason why that wasn't listed? Who is the secured party?
National Bank.
And how much is owed to National Bank?
I think $335. I'm not sure the exact amount.
When was that loan taken out?
I'm going to say 06, 07. I'm not sure.
What was the money used for?
Used for cash flow.
And what is the collateral for that loan?
The assets of Polychrome Pictures.
All of the assets?
All of the assets. And real estate that belonged to one of the managing members, Wayne Cox.
What's the name?
Wayne Cox. He's one of the partners and managing members.
And his real estate was pledged as collateral?
Yes.
Additional collateral?
Two pieces of property, yes.
Both from him?
Both from him.
Do you have the addresses of those properties?
I don't have them, no.
I'd like you to provide me with those
loan
documents and security documents, please. Describe for me what this debtor did.
We're a distribution company. We acquired finished films, and we release movies via a partner, which normally is would be Vivendi in this case.
When did debtor stop operating?
August.
2009? 2009. And when was this company formed?
In 2004.
Have you been the managing member since it was created?
Yes. I founded the company, yes.
Can you explain, you've listed Vivendi as a creditor in the amount of $170,000 for recoupment of advance. What does that mean?
When we sign our distribution agreement, Vivendi, we had a legal matter with one of Vivendi's coal companies, which is Coal Black. And in settlement of the dispute, we agreed to accept $250 on our books as an advance that never went hit our account, that they paid their sister company, Vivendi, Coal Black, with. And the $175 would be the balance of the $250. Part of the agreement, they were to deduct $25,000 per month from us to recoup the $250.
Well, what was the entire amount that Polychrome would have received for that one transaction?
There's no real answer to that because an advance is negotiated. You're implying that we would have received an advance from Vivendi. There is no standard.
Well, was there a contractual obligation for Vivendi to pay X number of dollars and then they gave you the advance?
No. There's no contractual for prior to an agreement or prior to us having an agreement with Vivendi, there's no contractual obligation for them to give us an advance. That advance clearly was derived from, you know, the legal, disagreement we had with Coal Black. The only monies that they're required to pay us are from sales of movies that we deliver to them, that they solicit and sell.
Was the $170,000 a negotiated amount?
$250 was a negotiated amount, yes.
Well, that was my point. So they were supposed to pay you $250.
Yes.
And instead of paying you $250, they did what?
They paid us $250.
Okay, well, they didn't. Then where did the advance come in?
That's the $250.
No, it's $170.
That's the balance of the $250.
So you did receive $80,000?
No, they deducted $25 per month. Therefore, to service the $250 or surrender the $250, they deducted, $80,000 from our books to pay the balance down from the $250.
And according to your schedules, there were four different litigation matters pending at the time the bankruptcy was filed?
Yes.
Five. What was the dispute with Sherman's Way?
Sherman's Way was a title that we acquired, I'm going to say, early part of the year. We had an MG, which is a minimum guarantee. And we couldn't service the minimum guarantee.
Okay. And what was the litigation with Sescri Productions?
I'm not familiar. What's
Sescri, S-E-S-K-R-I.
Is there a movie or a title?
I don't know. That's what it says. Yeah. It's pending in the Riverside Court in India.
I can only guess. We had several outstanding dollars that were due to filmmakers that belonged to them that we couldn't service because of our inability to generate income in a very depleted directed DVD market.
Okay. And do you, other than the two contracts you told me about with Vivendi and In Demand, you don't have distribution agreements with anyone else?
I would really need to look at the records, but we don't have any agreements where we're actually seeing revenue come in.
Well, regardless whether there was
I understand your question, but you know, I'm not sure, really.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue this then till March 1 at 1:30, and maybe you can get sure between now and then. I'd like you to provide me with the Vivendi and in-demand agreements, and if there was a different agreement dealing with the Vivendi advance, I'd like that as well. I also want 2 years' worth of bank statements.
We already have a lot of that.
And canceled checks?
Yes.
Okay.
If you look in case documents, there
from
are
all of our accounts.
A lot of different
okay.
things that we have. Inventory.
Right.
Peter did want to know phone and elements we have and where are they.
Does the debtor own any film elements?
Such as?
Any.
We don't necessarily own them.
Where are they located?
They should be located in our in our office.
What do they consist of?
Different masters. That, I mean,
how many different masters are we talking about?
It could be anywhere between 4 to 5 per film.
What's the total amount?
Total amount of different masters from
yeah.
each film?
No, just total masters. I mean, is it a moving truck full? Is it a box full?
I would probably maybe like 7 boxes, maybe 8.
Yeah, I'm going to send someone down to pick those up. All right, creditors. And we have time for 1 or 2 questions per. So state your name for the record.
R.A. Anderson, Robert, for Estrella Films and Red Doors Entertainment.
Go ahead.
Question for the debtor, I'd like to know is how much compensation did it pay to the principal officers in the year 2008 and 2009?
2009, maybe $10,000.
Total?
Total. Maybe.
Okay.
And 2008?
2008, maybe like 50,000, maybe. And that's to all 4 combined.
All 4 members?
Yes.
And were they all employed?
Yes.
The company?
Yes.
Okay. Next.
My name's Vince.
Wait. Let's do here. What's your name?
Stephen Monroe, law offices of David B. Bloom for Secured Creditor National Bank of California, Mr. Taylor. is there any remaining DVD inventory?
Oh, yes.
Where are they located?
With Vivendi in their warehouse. It should be like 500,000 pieces.
And who would I contact about getting access?
Tom O'Malley.
Who?
Tom O'Malley.
That's you?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, 1 more question.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor, is there any income currently being received monthly from either of the 2 distribution agreements?
Yes.
Is that being received by you or through Vivendi and then to you?
Not to me, to answer your first question. Regarding Vivendi, I don't know, because as we discussed, we forward the statement and the contact information from In Demand, which is VOD, and we inform them to send the monies to the trustee. And they're still trying to locate those dollars now. Reference to Vivendi, I haven't received a statement in a month or two, but I don't think they have an outstanding balance with us. So I don't think there's any dollars coming in.
You've listed some accounts receivable, paragraph 16 of your Schedule B of $422,000.
That was a mistake. I don't know where that came from.
What's the correct amount?
We had a tough time because you don't know. In demand, you cannot project how much dollars you're going to receive because you don't know what you're making until you get a statement. So we put a range anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000. I know the most recent statement we received was $30,000.
Okay.
That's from In Demand, yes.
All right, thank you. Next.
Vince Roca, I represent the MB Kisses and Karens. I'd like to know if the debtor has filed tax returns from 2004 to 2009.
2004?
From 2004 to 2009?
Yes. 2009, no.
We have
I have
5, 2000. 6, and 7.
Yeah, 5,
you should
6,
have 6,
and 7.
5, 6, and 7, yes.
Year's number, no, 2008.
Okay. Right here.
Deion Reed, representing Terry Entertainment for the movie Stumpin'. I would like to know that if a Vindy film has the rights to our film, considering our movie did about $800,000 and we didn't receive anything, can we get our title back? Do we go directly to the Vindy film to get our title?
Oh, that you need to deal with me. I don't think he can answer that. And there's somebody here from Vivendi, so you can talk to him, but...
Who's here from Vivendi?
Right here. You'll get your shot. Okay. You, sir.
Jeff Tedder, I'm with Stop at LLC. I'd like to know if any officer or shareholder of Polyphone Pictures has any interest in any other company or corporation.
That's absolutely... I'm going to check on that.
No. Do you have that information?
Do we have interest in
the members have interest in other entities?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
In the same type of business?
No.
Okay. All right. Who's next? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know if the debtor has a new office or other address on file.
I don't. The entity's no longer operating, is it?
The entity no longer exists. We're no longer operating.
I should clarify.
I can speak for myself. I do have a new place where I'm doing business out of. Yes.
But Wayne, don't say it on the record. You can have that conversation off the record. Anybody else? Going once. Okay.
Larry Weinberg.
We need to come up closer because.
Come on.
Does Polychrome have any banking accounts or assets with any limited partnerships within the United States?
You mean, are they a member of, is Polychrome a member of another limited partnership? Is that your question?
Or an officer.
How can Polychrome be an officer?
A member.
Is Polychrome a member of any other entities?
No.
To your knowledge?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay. We have time for... Okay.
Do you guys have questions?
Come up forward.
The question I have is Wayne Cherry for Vivendi. We did have distribution contracts with the debtor, but the films we were distributing were the subject of license agreements from the producer to the debtor, and there were no license agreements scheduled anywhere in the schedules, nor was there anything about those agreements having been terminated and rights returned to the producers in the year prior to bankruptcy.
What happened to the licensing rights?
We have licensing rights. All at the other office, we have contracts with every film. I'm not sure if I understand your question. Are you saying that we did not turn in the contracts with the filmmakers? Contracts?
You didn't disclose any licensing rights in the bankruptcy documents.
Because we have them. They're here. They should be in the office.
I mean, they're not scheduled as assets. We didn't find them. There's no.
They're not listed. Okay. All right. So the schedules need to be amended to include the licensing rights.
And could we have a list of who they purportedly terminated with in the past 12 or 18 months?
Yes. I would like that as well.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to continue this to March 1 at 1:30.
There's a few more creditors. So.
Andy Byrne on behalf of the...
Come over here where it's closer to the microphone,
13-4 on the Riverside Drive. Belovic Entertainment was a relationship with Polychrome.
Belovic Entertainment was the initial LLC that we started. It was a joint venture between Lightyear and Belovic, and we formed Polychrome Pictures. Eventually, we just became Polychrome, and we folded the two companies into one.
Is anybody operating out of that space?
No. No, sure. They shouldn't be. Not to. I haven't been there in 2 months.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The contracts are there. It doesn't mean that we're operating from there. I was told to just leave all the assets there, and that's what I did.
I'm with the Film Utopia Society, direct producer. I'm just curious about the accounting from the original revenue stream from Warner Brothers deal prior to Vivendi for our title. Is there any accounting for that?
Are there any documents about that?
Yes, the same documents that you reviewed, that you came over to review the statements because you guys did, you conducted an audit before, same documents are available. We still have, you as a filmmaker have the ability to audit Warner Brothers as well, so you can audit their documents to us, but it's the same information.
Okay, you know what, I'd like to know specifically where all the corporate records are, including all the documents, and the licensing and everything else.
13400 Riverside Drive,
okay,
Suite 301.
I want to pick everything up. All right, so I'm going to do that.
I'm looking for further clarification. I'm talking about the deal from Warner Brothers, where all of our films are out on VOD, in demand, on demand, DVD. I'm talking about that revenue stream that then goes to Polychrome.
Understood.
Warner Brothers reported on the on our film and other films.
Well, those are the documents we're going to get our hands on.
So, once again, all of the documents are available at 13400 Riverside Drive, Suite 301. Same documents.
Sir,
okay.
I have just have a question. I want to know if I serve the grades of Irwin Cohen and Jessup.
For
I
what?
I filed a 523A order in this case this morning.
A 523A?
Yeah,
an objection to discharge?
Yes.
You need to serve. I don't know who your defendant is, but I'm not a party to that litigation. So you need to serve the defendant.
Corporations don't get discharges.
Okay.
Right.
March 1 at 1:30. We'll see what happens.
Do we have a phone number to get a hold of?
Get a phone number.
You need to get some number.
Sure.
To get the document. I mean, to get somebody inside to get the documents.
Yes. But the property owner would know because I think they changed the lot.
Who's the property owner?
He's the property. He's the lawyer.
The property owner?
Yes.
Okay. He's a. Let's talk.
Excuse me.
What's your name?
I'm trying to get all the documents in one location and then allow people to come in and look at them. But first, I need to get them in one location. That's what I'm going to do first. Okay? Next door. They're closed now, but try in the morning.